in the draft of facilities one, but something other than a director of position.
It has to be on this, if it has over 50% of the responsibilities of any of their job descriptions, it has to fall into one of those categories.
50% is what, administrative? Is that right?
Could be anything. If it has 50%, the position that we create or think out of the box with, if it has 50% or more of their description of one of their positions, we have to classify it as that position.
So our problem is there were people on the Director of Facilities 1 who would have taken the job for what we were offering, we just didn't want to offer.
Correct.
Okay.
I don't want to go on the record saying.
And we also had conversations because in executive session about certain, because, you know, at some point, how do I even want to say this? But, you know, you've sort of presented us with some other concepts, and I think what you're telling us right now is those are no longer on the table.
No, civil service has a red flag up based on them. They straight out told me on the phone, you're trying to beat our system, and we're not going to let you.
So why wouldn't we have, I'm still trying to understand the difference between 1 and 2, and if 2 is so good, why wouldn't we have done it?
I didn't even know anything about the position until I've gotten really deep into civil service.
And Mark is actually grandfathered into that title.
Right.
In the first year I got here.
Into 1.
Once they gave the exam, he was in the position they gave him that title. Uh-huh.
So 2, it sounds like, can do more for the same amount of money?
We're advertising for the same amount of money. We'll see. If we get back that there are some candidates out there that were interested but the salary is too low, then we'll reassess and decide if that's something that we want to. You know, when we mention the salary, unless the salary is completely out of whack, people still say there's room to negotiate. So if we say the salary is between 55 and 65 and they want 75, they'll come in and interview for it. And we kept the salary the same because according to what we talked to Millbrook, that was in the range of, give or take, $5,000 to $10,000, was in the range of what they were offering.
For the 2?
Yes.
And it seems like a job that's doable.
Yes.
I mean, that if it's more for the same, it's not just more and really just an impossible task. All the responsibilities would be doable.
Yes.
From what I was hearing from Ray, it's not necessarily just more, it's different. There may not be as much active day-to-day. We're going to be performing work that other maintenance workers might. It's perhaps a little less of that and a little more of administration of other things.
That's more supervisory oversight of some of the other titles that we don't currently have.
Right.
That's what I came away from.
So essentially just what we're voting on is to switch from Director 1 to 2?
Yes.
Okay.
So to create that position?
Correct.
Okay. It isn't even switching, it's just creating. We're not abolishing the other one yet?
Not yet.
So that's what you were saying?
Yes, we need to create it.
You guys talk about this ahead of time?
We do.
This is sexy. I'm
good at translating when I listen to people.
All right. Okay.
So that means that person would be less, and use the word boots, less in the field kind of work, and more administrative would be in the field stuff still be able to get done then if they're out in the field less.
They would be in the field working. You know, the former employee we had there was turned a working supervisor. I can't see them being less than what he was doing, which was some work. It wasn't a true working supervisor. And there were times where he had to work and be a helping hand. I can't see that person being any less than what that was. You know, we also have another issue which has been brought up by the CSEA, is that we have Mr. Heiser, who is part of the CSEA union, and he's the head bus driver, is that what it's titled?
Mm-hmm.
And he's evaluating all of our bus drivers, and not at all. Tough budget times. And he's evaluating our bus drivers, which is really against their union. You have to have your own union people evaluating. So this will also help us with that, if it's a possibility that we could find that position.
That's good.
Okay. All right. Any other questions before we move on?
Okay.
Thank you. What else you got?
I spoke with Dr. Hooley over the break and spoke to him about the opportunity to come out and talk about some goal setting and mission and vision statements. He's very excited about that. He had said that any date, if we could give him some dates, he was thinking that if we were to do it a weeknight and start at 6 o'clock, 6:30, and go till 9:30, might be better than weekends for some people, because he said that can you get everybody there on a weekend? If he had to do that in two weeknights, he would be able to do that. So it's up to you if you want to do it on a weeknight at 6:30 and go to 9:30 and see how far we get, and then maybe come back another night.
And we're hoping to make this happen in January.
Ready within the next week or two.
Okay.
Do we have any description from him of what exactly he would be doing for us? Or I may have missed it.
I think I had sent it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in an email, I think.
It is in an email.
Yeah, he would start looking at goal setting with us, talk to us about what we're looking for and what he can bring to the table. You know, it's very general because there's so many different ways to do this and what are our expectations. I think it's good if he came here. We called it an open meeting and had discussions, and you know, if public's here, that's great. And you know, I think we can move further along the process than we are.
Well, I take Nikki's point when she said perhaps it was worth actually paying for it if it was going to be done right. And if this didn't work, I might actually agree if we write something up for future boards, because I mean, what we pass on from one board to the next is woefully absent.
So,
and
like, create a process for future boards.
Yes. So it would be worth paying for if it does not work out that we're able to do it this way. I would agree that it might be worth paying for it if we create a manual, a policy, whatever you want to call it, that tells other boards this is the process you go through to do the goal setting. So that's
it would be worth it, because it's historical and you can use it over and over.
Yeah, it's a one-time shot. Then
I've researched a lot of districts that are successful that are similar to ours, and the goals are. I mean, we have goals here currently, and most goals fall in those 4 to 5 areas. And I think we need to just concentrate on what works for us. And so I think that Dr. Hooley's capable. He's excited about it. And it's good also to get that connection with BOCES and see how we can move forward. So
while we're talking about it, I would really love to change our mission statement, which to me is more of a directive than a mission statement.
Let me talk about all that.
Interesting. We can talk about that.
Do you want me to try to keep it to Monday nights?
I'll
see you about next Monday.
So we're talking at 6, right?
I think can you make 6?
Yeah.
Six
I can.
O'clock,
pouring
and I'll talk to Bill, and if Bill comes at 6:30, that'll be fine.
You'll send us something if he's
good. Yeah, Trace, you'll send you something. Okay.
All right, excellent. What else are you, does that conclude your report?
The only thing else I had was that at the next meeting, the senior trip, our students, our high school seniors will be able to present with the class advisor and the principal. The senior trip, I've worked them through the ringer of making sure they crossed their T's and dotted their I's and held accountable, and they'll present it for the next meeting.
Can you tell us the destination?
The destination is New Jersey, the Jersey Shore, and into Manhattan to watch a Broadway play.
So
and great adventure.
Don't suppose they need any chaperones.
Sure.
Yeah, how long
does
any play
would work? Overnight in New Jersey?
Is that overnight in New Jersey. And it's switched a couple of times. We had them originally going to Jersey and then working their way back up to the city and then coming home. Then it went from, they were gonna be in Jersey, go into the city, go back to Jersey, we kind of discouraged that. So I think it's back to Jersey and then the city and then back home. Something like that.
So one night in Jersey.
We'll leave one or two, I'm not sure. You'll see the proposal. Did we send you the proposal?
No.
Okay, we'll get you that also.
So, we maybe still can keep this in the superintendent's report. Ray wanted to follow up with the website status and maybe have some student presenters and Mr. McGuire. And before we do that, we need to see what they'll be presenting.
Mm-hmm.
It's students, so I want it to be very warm and welcoming, and any difficult questions I'd like to sort of, if this makes sense to people, work out ahead of time. So if we can get some visuals or something, then I think they have something they want to share with us. So that's good.
This has changed from Mr. Pollinger to Mr. McGuire?
Good question. What we had was Mr. Pollinger took us to the point where he has set up the website, has done all the work, and then what we said was, wouldn't it be great for our photography students in the program to work on visually making the page, that splash screen with all the pictures, aesthetically pleasing. So he turned it over to them. Mr. Wickwire has worked with students. They are ready to show what they have come up with. Again, if we have to tweak it, that's fine. But they're excited. I think it's important for them to show their work and be excited about it. So, Mr. Wickwire and a couple of students will be here to do that.
Okay. After we see their materials and ask the questions, or, you know, that we want to ask.
Absolutely.
Behind the scenes. Okay. Good. Thank you.
We also tried to have Mr. Wickwire with his photography class. We talked about changing some of the pictures and portraits in the district. So I'm a big fan of student work being recognized and displayed. So we had talked with Mr. Wickwire about the art department throughout the district, putting up pictures and putting frames up. We've been talking with Cynthia and Mr. Wickwire about purchasing some frames that we can put up there. I actually asked Mr. Rockinova if he could build frames in the class. It was a little bit more difficult than I thought. But he said he could build some type of back frame for it. So we're also trying to just change the appearance of having displaying our student work also.
Great.
So we'll talk a little about that too.
Awesome. I think if there's nothing else under superintendent's report, we are ready to move on to the consent agenda. Is there anything anyone wants pulled from the consent agenda?
9.02?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Ray, I just got something framed at Michael's. And they always have these crazy coupons with 70% off and stuff. And when it was for Poughkeepsie, so when I said it for school, they gave me a discount on top of that.
Okay.
So I don't know if that would apply what you're talking about.
We'll reach out.
I'm assuming you're talking about, because I was going to say also, you know, if you go there, if you go to Joanne's, a bunch of places, but I'm assuming you want enclosed things so the kids can't.
Not necessarily, but we'll, you know, Mr. Wickwire has sent Cynthia a couple of proposals. The first one we thought were a little too small, we thought, so we said we'd make them a little larger. So we'll see what he can do and see where we can go.
Okay. Anything else anyone wants pulled? I think we actually got this report.
Oh, can I just ask what AEDs are?
We just
are?
Got it.
Automatic
defibrillators.
We just got it.
How many do we have left?
Can we put six new ones?
So these are just old. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They expire, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they expire. Okay. Anything else anyone wants pulled? And
just back to the AED things. Is it something the Scrub Club could use? Or is that
the who?
The Scrub Club that they were talking about. I know Dover has one.
Great question.
I don't know what that is.
They haven't met this year. Yeah.
Let's just pull that, and so we can have this conversation.
Yeah,
901. So we'll pull 901, and
I'm just gonna say, point of parliamentary procedure, you took my moment away.
Sorry, Ben. What else? And if nothing else, I'm looking for a motion to approve the consent agenda as amended.
So moved.
Thank you, Chris. Is there a second?
Second.
Corey. All right, all in favor of approving the consent agenda as amended?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Rick?
Aye.
Yeah, Nikki.
Aye.
Okay, that's everyone. Ayes have it. Okay, so where does that put us?
9.01.
Does it? 9.01? Okay. Chris, maybe you just wanna...
Yeah, I know that, you know, we had talked about it and there's some other schools.
We have to make the motion first.
Oh,
sorry.
We do. So Judy, how should that go if, well, I guess...
Do we give a motion?
I make a motion upon the recommendation of schools that the Board of Education declare the 6 AED surplus and authorize the disposal of them. If we change our minds, we can say no.
Amend it.
We just need a motion to discuss it.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second? Nikki, okay, discussion.
I would just like, I know that they expire, but they're useful training tools, and if we could donate those to, or keep them for in the future if we decide to revisit the Scrub Club idea.
Do you know about the Scrub Club? Do you want to describe that?
It was an idea that was presented to us, I think, last summer?
2 years ago, because my daughter did it all last year.
It was when Judy and Kristen would jump in, because I don't know if I'm going to explain it right. It's a hands-on, interactive, after-school club that worked with kids interested in the healthcare profession, you know, to give them an opportunity to practice and learn.
And they got a grant from Community Health Foundation,
yeah,
I think so. To do this, and they visit some hospitals, and they all get scrubs.
It was
and
pretty cool.
Yeah, it exists. It's an actual program. They give you materials. You purchase... books, materials, and
high school
it's
program?
Done
yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Yes.
10th and 11th graders. So it
Kathleen Howard, I think, presented it.
And Mr. McKeever.
Yes.
And Mr. McKeever.
Yeah.
Cool.
Why
they stop?
I don't know. Did they stop?
As far as I know, it hasn't run this year because Kaylee would have been a part of it. I would imagine she wasn't part of it last year.
Maybe the money ran out.
Maybe
I don't think so because I think it was a 2-year program, the
Is
first.
Is it possible that Kathleen has just been otherwise occupied with the baby, and that's why
I'll ask them and
also find out if we can just make sure that we're
right.
Not
okay.
Outdated and
dangerous.
Yeah.
Right. The other yeah, because I would like information on that because it just strikes me that the only thing that really could become outdated is the battery. I mean the pads are just simple pads, so you get nothing else there should actually expire. Except the ability of the battery to actually charge. So
right.
If it's a matter of being able to purchase a new battery or refit it or whatever, then that would be. But even if they just got to do it without the current, that would probably be useful. But yeah,
right,
we
to
should
just
have
see where the pads go.
That's usually
oh, well,
what the training modules have. It's no current, it's just
right.
The pads.
Right.
And
they have all shop
places.
But are we also going to offer CPR to our kids? Also, would this be able to be used as some sort of a teaching tool with that?
CPR has to be offered to every graduating senior by the time they graduate. It's a state law. We are doing that. Right now, Katie McEnroe is working with our nurses and phys ed department and health department on how they're going to implement that. We've received materials from and supplies from the American Heart Association, so that we're going to be doing that. So,
okay, so this isn't something we wouldn't need this for that then, probably. Just
not necessarily. I think it should always be, a survival skill that we should always be trained in, be prepared to use, save children's lives all over the world, and adults. I just don't know. Cynthia's right. We should find out what the if it's just to show how to do it and then
right.
Just turn it on and not have to jolt, that might be fine. So let's find out. It's better than throwing them away.
That's
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
if they can be used as a teaching tool, we might as well at least hold on to a couple
mm-hmm.
of them.
Okay, so you'll look into it. Then we all those in favor?
How about if we just, and we don't put dispose, or we put dispose and or recycle?
I think recycle can be included in the word dispose.
Yeah, okay.
Right, I don't, we're saying they're no longer needed as AEDs, but.
I guess the only problem I have with that is that they're actually gonna be used for a program in the school. This is not accurately reflecting what's gonna be done with them, because they're not surplus then, and they're not disposed of, or they may be recycled, but they're not surplus, they're becoming part of another program. So I'm not sure.
You decommission them?
Do they just get thrown out, or do we know? Because I would think the only thing we'd have to be accountable for is if there's some taxpayer waste involved, then.
And there isn't.
Yeah, right, because if they're thrown out anyway, then whatever we do is a bonus, but.
Right, that's sort of how I'm seeing it.
Well, I know, and this is probably my OCD, but when somebody looks back on something, I really would like it to accurately reflect what was done. It is so hard sometimes to look back at minutes and figure out what the heck anybody wanted or did, that I really would rather, I know it's one more thing, but it can go on the consent agenda next time. I'd rather table it or.
In my last district, we put words like surplus, dispose, and or recycled.
Okay.
Or, so, and covered that we could either use it or not use it, or sell it or not sell it.
And you can make, because my feeling is we've made the suggestion. I don't think we need to spend too much time on it. I don't think it has a dollar value any longer. I mean, there. So.
Have we found out whether it has a dollar value?
But these things get, So that Scrub Club has funding, and it has materials, and it has a curriculum, and these are AEDs that we're required to have, and we're also required to, they expire, we need to move on with them. So if, my feeling is, if they could be repurposed and it doesn't, and it's easy, you know, let's do it. You have the option to do it, but I don't think that it needs that much personally continued board oversight, is my feeling.
Including the word repurpose, that was, because to me, recycle suggests recycling, even though I know you're thinking broader.
So disposed of or repurposed.
Or recycled or repurposed as appropriate.
Okay.
Is there a motion to amend the motion as such?
Make a motion to amend the motion to reflect repurpose, recycle, or dispose.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, and so now we can vote on the amended motion, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but I think we should wait till Drew's done with the research.
I'm looking at expiration dates for AEDs, which is why, I mean.
I think something like that, though, because it is, I think that's actually like a federal thing. Like,
yeah.
I mean, they're medical supplies. And
the American
as far as,
Hospital Association.
Yeah, like officially, I think we're saying, yes, they have expired as far as we can use them. So.
And we're told.
On
we're,
the official level, I think.
We were told by someone that it's time for them to be.
Scrub Clubs is still going.
I understand all of that. I'm just trying to actually do financial oversight. I'd like to know when we bought them and who said they were out of date.
I'm not sure. You know, I work in another school, and there's AEDs that the every day part of the nurse's job is to check the AEDs and check the expiration date. I just don't think this needs board oversight. And I would like to move forward. I don't know if there's board will to move forward. So we have a motion on the floor. Are we ready to move to vote, or is there further discussion?
No, because there clearly I don't think is any interest. This says that they have an effective, the hospital said they have an effective life of 5 years, so I'll just vote no, that's okay.
Okay, all right, good. All those in favor of the motion as amended?
Aye.
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 And Judy?
Nay.
Nay. Tracy, you got that? Okay, the motion carries, thank you. We are on 902. Looking for a motion to approve the agreement between Doyle Security and Weebatuck.
So moved.
Thank you, Nikki. Is there a second?
Second.
Judy, thank you. Rick?
Maybe did I miss it, but were there other companies that you spoke with also? Because I would like to have seen here that you're the top three contenders.
We didn't speak with any company. This is all through NECC.
So
NECC secured a grant and worked with this company to input install this equipment into the building.
So they're going to be paying for it?
They're paying for it.
We're just approving it getting done.
Right. And if they left or we decided that they weren't there anymore, it stays in our building.
Yeah, I remember that. So did you get a response to panic buttons or door chimes? I assume that's your handwriting.
Where is it?
I don't really know if it's your handwriting.
Might be Jenny's.
I don't think so. Because it was on, it came to us. I had asked that we put in something to the effect that we would be notified if there were a problem, that we would be on the list of people to be notified. I don't see that here, but I think we can add it on fairly easily to the motion.
Is that something that would have to be added on, though, with the lease? I think that's in our lease, that if there's an emergency or anything happens, that we're contacted.
Well, it says that NECC has the responsibility to notify us. If there's a problem, and again, that's all fine and dandy, but what I want is not to argue about it afterwards if it doesn't happen. If you have an alarm company, they're going to have a list of numbers to contact. I'd like our name to be on the list. I'd like it to be spelled out. That's all.
I get that. I don't get that it would be added to this. Added to this as something that seems, again, sort of managerial and not. And I think that's fine, but not like part of a contract, because we don't actually have a contract with. Doyle Security.
No, which is why I'd like, all we're being asked to do is to give approval for NECC to go ahead and install it. I would like to say, yes, you have approval to install it based on the presumption that we will be on the list of people to be notified.
If the alarms are
set. I see.
And that would be like on the director.
Yeah, who would be noted? Facilities or something like that in the absence of one. Okay, and so you are, that's an amendment to this, Judy? Are you proposing that?
Yes, I would like to propose that the motion be amended to add that the Board of Education approves the agreement between Doyle Security and NECC at the Millerton Elementary Building for the purchase of an improvement to real property. And that upon installation, WCSD will notify NECC of the district employee whom we would like to receive, notification of any breaches of security.
Tracy, can you read that back?
It was, I think she said it backwards, but and upon installation, NECC, you said WCSD, NECC will...
No, WCSD will notify NECC.
I think that's too much in the resolution.
Yeah.
I think what you should put
NECC
is...
NECC will...
Right. I think what we should put is we approve the resolution and the contract between these two, allowing this to be done with the stipulation...
Stipulation.
That the district be notified.
Or be on the contact list.
Because
be on the emergency
really
contact list.
Yeah.
Boom. Okay.
So I second the idea. I just want to hear the word.
With the stipulation that the district will be on the emergency contact list. That was it.
That's it.
Good. So we have a first and a second. If there's no further discussion, can we vote on the motion as amended? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Okay, unanimous. Good. Great. Thank you. We are on, what are we on? We're on Board of Education committee reports. Do we have anybody reporting tonight? I think we've all kind of been on vacation.
I know that the policy committee needs to get together and
yes, we do.
You know,
It's all right.
I
had a little holiday break.
So
yeah.
What you I mean, I'll try to make anything work. You guys probably have more specific identifiable plans ahead of time than I do.
Why don't we make the point that we was talking today?
Okay, good. And it's probably about that time for a finance committee meeting. Is that Ms. Hawthorne?
We have a schedule for that, don't we, for the budget?
We have a budget calendar. We are involved in discussions of the budget. I think it would, I don't know if our finance committee meetings are spelled out on the budget calendar.
We did have a meeting. It was on the calendar for today, just to kind of set parameters of where we were.
Where are we?
We're setting up meetings with all the different administrators and directors to kind of go over and let them gain a better oversight of what is in their budget, so that they can see where they are, what they're responsible for. Kind of walking through them instead of rolling over the same old budget, kind of going through the numbers a little deeper with them this year.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah, we've actually said to them, and Mr. Zend is here, he's been with us as our test, I don't want to say anything else after. about, forget what you've done in the past, what is it that you actually need to run the program? And we have done transportation, we have done work with John in athletics, we're meeting with principals, Sheila, and with the facilities. I would think that to hold our feet to the fire, because it starts to catch up again, is that the facilities committee should ask for a meeting on February 1st. Is that our next?
Are you saying finance or facilities?
Finance. Okay. February 1st. Is that our board meeting?
There's one in January. It's the 19th.
No, not that
February
much.
February 1st, we have
not that hot. We want.
So February
1st is a Monday. Yep.
February 1st, the facilities committee should, finance committee should ask to meet, so that we have numbers to start sharing with you. I don't want to get caught up.
Okay.
Finance committee members, February 1st.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that'll be at 6
o'clock.
At 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a Monday.
Your
Monday
negotiations.
Yeah.
It's Rick. 6 o'clock, February 1st. Okay.
The intent is to have the athletic department and the transportation department present their budgets, and their budgets are a little bit more. It's their budget and program is what we've asked. So the athletic department's going to give you a really nice overview of how many students are participating, how many teams are active. So it's going to be a little bit more detailed than in the past. In fact, I don't know if they've done it in the past, with their budget and what programs they're going to be running next year. And that will be on the 19th. Is that our next meeting?
Okay.
On the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay, yeah.
Those two are really our test drives to see how it goes.
Today's the 4th, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that meeting's the
Tuesday.
The Tuesday, after the long weekend.
Oh, wow.
And that kind of information, I would think, would be good to dovetail with any goals or mission statements or any sort of planning that we have.
Yeah, I was looking at a nice district the other day that they have guiding principles, goals, mission statement, and throughout their entire budget process, they continue to reference the goals, the mission statements, and guiding principles. So you're right.
You're going to make Rick crazy if you tell him that.
But he's right. So that's why I think that what we talked about is real. And you know, we'll get there. So if
we'll
it's
get
not
there.
Today, it'll be
tomorrow. We
didn't
just pick a date for that, did we? I'm sorry, I was distracted.
The 1st is the finance.
That's, yes. But
the 19th board meeting is going to be the presentation of transportation and athletics.
Okay.
All right.
And we have not worked anything out yet for the goals.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
next,
we're looking at Monday.
Next Monday.
Oh, that's
Monday.
Right.
I'm sorry.
I have a big
that's all right.
accounting deal that has to be done for somebody to go to court. So
did we get early intervention survey?
Has not been completed yet. They were here along with the energy performance contract all throughout the week of we were off. So I'll check with Bill Wisbauer tomorrow and see where we stand. I thought we had said by January, mid-January.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other committees needing to weigh in tonight?
Transportation Committee is meeting Wednesday, and we will be formulating the data from the survey. There were 290 participants. Interesting that, I think it has a bigger picture for us, 140 that were done by paper and 150 by computer, which shows that not everyone might have access to technology in the district, which is interesting. So.
How many families are there in the district?
The 280 represented about 40% of the student population. Mm-hmm. So we know that some of them have 2, 3, right. 4.
There's children. The number of students that were sent out. Thinking of 240.
40% for us was 30-something percent was fairly good.
Yeah, for a survey, that's
a huge. I'm surprised.
Okay.
I have 2 items.
Yes.
One is, have we made any headway in fixing the master clocks in this building?
I have not seen Mr. Eastman today, but I will ask him. It's something that we had talked about as a committee before we left, and he said he was going to get to it. Along with the lock on my door, that wasn't done either. I will check with him tomorrow.
Did you say the clocks?
Yes, the clocks in this building are 4 minutes.
They're all over the place.
Oh.
Behind, well, this one at least is 4 minutes behind.
Yeah.
From what I hear, the master clock is behind. I don't know.
Oh.
I only noticed because I was late for the last board meeting, and yet it showed it started before 7 o'clock.
Right,
so.
I know. Yeah, I didn't even realize what time it was until I looked at
my phone. It's a major issue with transportation
thinking.
Here.
Yeah.
Because what's happening is the clocks here and across the street are very different. And what's happening is they're getting out what they believe on time here, but it's pushing back over there 4 minutes, and 4 minutes become 6 minutes. So in a meeting that we had just before break, we were going to assess the clocks, and that should have been done over break, so I have not. I'll check with him tomorrow.
And the other question was, how do teams get in to practice on vacations, weekends, or whatever? Do the coaches have keys? How does that happen?
Each coach has a badge access to those doors that allow a badge, we call it, right? Access.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Anything else under Board of Education right now? And being nothing else, we are moving to public comment. Last chance, young Mayville. Okay. Is there a motion to move into executive session?
Four.
Well, you tell
personnel
me. You make your motion.
Personnel and contractual.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And there won't be any further business.
There will not be.
And thank you for coming out, Ms. Mather.